The province released the 2023 Sunshine List on Thursday afternoon, which details public sector employees whose salaries exceed $100,000. This year, 300,570 public servants made the list, up from 266,900 last year. The city of Orillia has 78 employees, including 34 Orillia Fire Department personnel, on this year's list. Last year, there were 68 municipal employees on the list. Once again topping the list at the municipality is longtime Sao Gail Jackson, who earned $231,743.62 in 2023. Amanpreet Singh Sidhu was ranked second at the city. The recently named Deputy Sao earned $207,655.10. Ian Sugden, the city's general manager of development services and engineering, earned $205,305.02. Lori Bolton, the city's director of human resources, earned $173,356.60. John Henry, the director of financial services, chief financial officer treasurer, earned $164,765.82 in 2023, while fire captain Greg Adams was next, earning $158,400.74. Tops among the staff in the fire department. The Sunshine List includes government employees, as well as those that work for Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation, and other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. There were more than 300 people at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital making above $100,000 in 2023, up from 206 in 2022. Carmen Stumpo, the hospital's president, CEO, earned $364,308.11 in 2023. Here are the rest of the top 10 earners at the Orillia Hospital. Lindsay Alston, chief of staff, vice president, medical affairs, $252,911.36. Thomas Roberts, chief financial officer and vice president corporate services, $213,920.15. Jill Collin, vice president, patient care and chief nursing executive, $205,999.12. Deborah Singh, vice president, people services, $205,697.68. Andrei Zakharov, registered nurse, $201,693.99. Lindsay Abbott, registered nurse, $196,503.94. Monica Lee, charge nurse, $186,945.81. Jody Waugh, registered nurse, $184,729.04. Celine Demules, registered nurse, $171,611.76. Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care led the area with 309 employees on the list, a leap of 85 individuals from last year. The hospital, based in Penetanguishene, was topped by Dr. Plabin Ismail, $466,195, Dr. Akul Mishra, $459,140, and Dr. Inurita Singh, $443,943. The Waypoint list also featured numerous program and department managers, pharmacists, registered nurses, psychiatrists and physicians. Vice President, Medical Affairs, and Chief of Staff Dr. Kevin Young, $405,326, and CEO and President Dr. Nadia Sundarji, $397,932, were also on the list. Meanwhile, Dr. Charles Gardner, the Medical Officer of Health for the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, $316,546, topped 60 names on the list for 2023. Associate Medical Officers of Health Dr. Colin Lee, $243,236, and Dr. Lisa Simon, $222,059, were also listed. there are 378 County of Simcoe employees on the 2023 Sunshine List, a large increase of 83 listings from the year prior. Sal Mark Aitken topped the list, $303,884, followed by Health and Emergency Services GM Jane Sinclair, $241,461, Corporate Performance GM Trevor Wilcox, $235,145, and Engineering, Planning and Environment GM Robert Elliott, $214,328. Over 1,800 Simcoe County District School Board employees appear on the 2023 Sunshine List, down by 95 from 2022. Director of Education John R. Dance tops the list at the Public Board with $276,600. Secondary teacher Karen Littlewood was next, $225,688, followed by Associate Director Don Stevens, $224,100. There are 875 Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board employees on the list. Topping the list is Director of Education, Francis Bagley, who earned $249,790 last year. There are more than 5,329 OPP employees on the list. Those range from frontline officers to those working in supervisory and management positions throughout Ontario. The highest paid OPP employee is physician Andrew Reed, who earned $393,594 last year. Second is OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick, $373,473. At the very top of 2023's provincial list is Kenneth Hartwick, President and CEO of Ontario Power Generation, who earned $1,925,372, nearly $200,000 more from last year. The next four names appearing on the list also work at Ontario Power Generation. Since 1996, public sector organizations, including municipalities, have been required to disclose the salaries, names, and positions of employees paid $100,000 or more in a calendar year. Inflation calculations place that 1996 value at roughly $177,000 in 2023 dollars. Click here to check out the Sunshine List. With files from Derek Howard.